You kissed me once by mistake. Thought I was somebody else. I felt that kiss and I envied that somebody else. I wanted you for myself. I guess I was shameless and bold, but I made a plan in my heart. I've never breathed, I've never told. I must try to make the man love me, make the man love me now. By and by, I'll make the man happy. Must see how badly I want him just as he is. May I say that should the man ask me, I'll be his. Can I tell just how dearly blessed we would be? All the beauty I see so clearly, oh, why can't he? So I pray to heaven above me, pray until day grows dim, for a way to make the man love me as I love him. Can I tell the man just how dearly blessed we would be? So I pray to heaven above me, pray until day grows dim, far away to make the man love me as I love him.
Barbara Cook sang Make the Man Love Me, written for a New York show called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn in 1951, music by Arthur Schwartz and lyrics by Dorothy Fields. And from New York, we're going to London, because the next song you hear was introduced in a London review in 1916.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving the same. a garden of Eden, just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Ooh, there would be a garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy.
Such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and
if you were the only girl in the world, sung by Dick Hames, was written many, many years ago by Nat Ayer and Clifford Gray. Before the news, I played a couple of songs from Henry Mancini. One was Moon River and the other, Days of Wine and Roses. He was a great... wrote and performed many wonderful songs in the 1960s particularly. He won 20 Grammy Awards. I'm talking about Henry Mancini. He wrote songs for motion pictures, won 4 Oscars for just that. So I reckon it's worthwhile to play another song for which Henry Mancini wrote the music. Thank you. Henry Mancini wrote the theme for the Pink Panther movie, and it was his orchestra whom you just heard play it.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. While I pray, my prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
That was one of the Platters hits from 1956, My Prayer, a composition of the Romanian composer Georges Boulanger with lyrics by Jimmy Kennedy.
Bésame. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte otra vez. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Pienso que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Oh, bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Oh, dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Bésame mucho and make all my dreams come true.
Did you remember Besame Mucho, which means apparently kiss me a lot? Originated in Mexico in 1932 and was re-recorded, of course, and very popular in the early 1960s. That recording that you just heard was by Bing Crosby with Paul Smith's orchestra, and Bing didn't get around to recording it until 1975.
Chicks just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those chicks don't know what they're missing. Satchmo's got a lot of living to do, and that's wine all ready for tasting. And there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. That's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, place to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
Leslie Gore sang her hit song from 1963, It's My Party. And also from the 1960s, we heard a song written for a show called Bye Bye Birdie in New York, sung by Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. A Lot of Living to Do, written by Charles Strauss with lyrics by Lee Adams. So it's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. And I've already played one of her recordings. I refer to Barbara Cook. But the next song that you'll hear is actually a medley of two songs. Barbara Cook was a favourite musical comedy heroine in the 1950s right through to the 66. And in 1985, she starred on Broadway in a revival of Showboat. She was at the Olympic Arts Festival in 2000 for the 2000 Olympics. So enjoyed Barbara Cook singing the medley of two songs with very interesting lyrics.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Lots of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Forget you, erase you from my mind. But ever since I met you, I find I cannot leave the thought of you behind. That doesn't mean I love you. I wish that I could love you. I know that I've upset you. From sight, but now I see you in a different light. And though I cannot love you, I wish that I could love you. For now I'm seeing love like none I've ever known. A love as pure as breath, as permanent as death, implacable as stone. A love that like a knife has cut into a life I wanted left alone. A love I may regret, but one I can't forget. And there you will stay. How could I ever wish you away? I see now I was blind. And should you die tomorrow, another thing I see.
This week's singer of renown, Barbara Cook, the American soprano, sang, "I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter, and I wish I could forget you."
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way: roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name: roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you: roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book too: roses are red, my love, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words.
Bobby Vinton sang Roses Are Red, My Love. That topped the hit parades in 1962. And in 1964, Leslie Gore had a hit with The Look of Love, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. The recording that I played was by Dusty Springfield. In a moment, I'm going to become a bit more contemporary by playing a song that was first heard in London in 1989.
Thank you.
Love Changes Everything, from Aspects of Love, music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Charles Hart and Don Black, and Aspects of Love was played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you.
When you light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness.
Up your face with gladness
and hide every little trace of sadness, although a tear may.
That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying?
You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you.
I love your style.
And Tony, I love your smile.
So
stand there just a moment, darling. Let me catch my breath. I've never seen a picture quite so lovely. How did you ever learn to look so lovely? Lovely moonlight becomes you. It goes
Johnny Mathis with the orchestra of Glenn Osser, Moonlight Becomes You, written in 1942 by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Johnny Burke, written for Bing Crosby to sing in Road to Morocco. And that was preceded by Tony Bennett and Barbara Streisand, a recording made in 2006, song written in 1936 by Charles Chaplin for the motion picture Modern Times. The song was Smile.
Is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the Outward Bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met him there in a border town. Never part, though he tried his best to settle down. I'm now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
And Murray sang The Wayward Wind, written by Herb Newman and Stanley Buski, a hit for Frank Ifield in 1963.